Watch out! You just missed that car. Have you ever heard those words? Driving, you must keep your eyes on the road. If you are a parent, you must keep your eyes on your children. How many times have you heard about accidents that happen within seconds? This summer, you need to keep your eyes on Jesus. You will also need to drive carefully and also watch your children very carefully. Accidents can happen, but many of them can be avoided if we would only be alert. Spiritual accidents happen when we take our eyes off of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 remind us why we need to also keep our eyes on Jesus. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. We are living in evil times, in an evil world. You and I are under daily spiritual attack as we strive to live for Jesus. The only way we can finish this race of life well is by keeping our eyes on Jesus. He is our Lord and our protector, if we would only keep our eyes on him. There is a story in the Bible that I would call to your attention. The disciples had left Jesus and were told to go to the other side of a lake in a boat. They had been rowing for quite a time, and the wind started blowing against them. There was a storm coming. Several hours later, early in the morning, Jesus approached them walking on the water. We can pick up the story in Matthew chapter 14. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." How many times, if you would only kept your eyes on Jesus, you would not get anxious, angry, say things you should not say, have strife in your homes. You need to learn to be alert and keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the only one that can tell you and me, do not be afraid. He wants us to have faith in him and believe in his mighty power. Peter would have not started to sink if only he would have kept his eyes on Jesus. Instead, Peter looked at the circumstances of the storm and allowed fear of the unknown to sink him. But Jesus saved Peter, just as he will save you. Keep your eyes on Jesus all summer. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, we read, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." Ask the Lord to protect all our children this summer. Many will be subjected to situations that are not Christ-like. Teens may be home alone with idle time. Even if you're not a parent, please pray for our children every day. And don't forget, keep your eyes on Jesus. God heals hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Bob and Charlene Steinkamp. They would love to hear from you. Write them at Rejoice Marriage Ministries, Post Office Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. Their website is www.rejoiceministries.org. Listen again tomorrow for God Heals Hurting Marriages.